Planet Rock.
The hit. I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hello. There you are, doing your pasty eggs and painting, you know, and looking about, eating loads of chocolate. Oh, it's chocolate. It's chocolate Easter Sunday, isn't it? Oh, good. Loads of it. You feel sick by about half past two because you can't resist, can you? I think it's the shape of the chocolate egg that you just want to smash, isn't it? You know, maybe that's just me. Well, anyway, well, listen, a very, very happy Easter. I hope you're having a lovely time. I hope the family's coming round and all your mates or whatever. And if you're on your own, you know what you do. Go and get one of those eggs with fondant in the middle, you know, the cream eggs, and be a devil. Go and stick your finger in it. Anyway, so look, a very happy Easter. I hope you're good. Yes, we've got some great stuff coming up in the show. It's Easter special, the Hairy Rock Show. You cannot whack it, can you?
The Hairy Bikers.
And the Hairy Rock Show. Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
Oh, look, I know, look, listen, we don't normally do an email at this point, but I love Montrose Bad Motor Scooter. And this, he goes, it's a guy called Mark Godsell. Hi, Mark. Good morning or good evening. How are you? Hi, Si and Dave. I've been listening to your show from day one, and it's great, man. Well, I thank you very much. I switch on at 10 a.m. every Sunday morning just so I can get my hairy feast from you. You, the biker beasts that you are. God, yeah, steady on, dude. Keep up the great work, guys, and I hope to see you cooking up a storm in Neath or Swansea during one of the food festivals that we have around here. Please play Bad Motor Scooter Boys. Cheers from Marky Mark in Neath, South Wales. Well, we've just done it. You see, that's nice, isn't it? Now we're getting an ethereal connection between you guys. Not that we've ever had... We've always had an ethereal connection between you all, really, to be fair. Now it's just getting a bit weird. You're now being able to guess the playlist. Which I know is slightly easier with me with Dave, because Dave goes off on one every now and then with all these new bands I've never heard of. Which, yeah, I irritate him immensely. Will you stop playing flaming Led Zeppelin and play something else? Oh, I like it, dude. You know, it's good Led Zeppelin, isn't it? Anyway, well, that's Mark Godsell. Thanks, Marky. That was brilliant.
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
Right, now listen. Because we believe in a thing called love, and food is love, and, you know, when you sit round a table with everybody, particularly on Easter Sunday, it's a day of celebration, isn't it? You know, in our calendar. So what we thought we'd do, we thought we'd tell you how to do a slow roast shoulder of lamb, but not just any, because, you know, you serve these with roast potatoes. Now, you can parboil the roast potatoes with some turmeric, which is haldi, and then just gives them a little, something else, something lovely. And then, partway through the roasting process, you sprinkle on some nigella seeds. Or you could have them if you love that. And it's really nice. Nigella seeds, a little bit of salt, some pepper. So nice. Because your roasties go all, yellow. But it's tasty, you know. I mean, it might look a bit weird with black seeds on them, but it's nigella seeds. And look, you can buy those. They're available in most Asian supermarkets, definitely. You can certainly buy turmeric. And nigella seed, actually, in most in most supermarkets, and if you can't buy it in the supermarket that you shop in, guess what? Go to another one. It's a simple process. But anyway, listen to this. It's lovely. So you got a shoulder of lamb, right? Bone in. You get some olive oil, some yogurt, some garlic, some ginger, and you grate it. Right, nice. And then for the spice mix, you need some cumin, coriander, you need some peppercorns, green cardamoms, fennel. Look, it might seem like a big list, but it's worth it because it's an effort. You have to make an effort, you see. No, you do have to make an effort. You never make... Stop. Wind your neck in, you lot. Dave Myers had nothing to do with this recipe. Well, he did, because me and Dave wrote it. But not... Yeah. Anyway, it's worth the effort. It's Easter Sunday, so shut your faces and get on with it.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers. And the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
Oh, it's Rachel. It's time for a listener's email. It's Rachel. Hello, Rachel. How are you, darling? And the subject is sweet potato. Or patata, as she's put it. Maybe she just can't spell. Never mind. Sweet patata. Hi to my fave hairy rockers. The hubby and I were watching your home comfort show on the telly last Tuesday, and Kingy had me in hysterics by his brilliant Cockney accent saying, sweet potato, sweet son. Yes, that was me. It's just, I slipped into that rather. Yeah, I want a bit of worry that. It's the little things in life. How do you know I've got a little thing in my life? You cheeky git, Rich. What are you saying? I'll have you know, I've got quite a big thing in my life. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so, I love sweet potatoes, and I know I love them even more now. Thank you, Kingy, for making me laugh at that. How are you? Well, there you go. Sweet potato sweet. It was a mate of ours. It was a roadie. Well, he was a truck driver on the tour. And we had this, there was a great lady called Tam who did all the food when we were touring and for the crew and stuff. And he came in, Dave the truck, we used to call him. And Dave the truck was like a bit like it. And because all truck drivers, unless you talk like that, and then you're not a truck driver, you're in the company. So Dave goes in, he goes, hey, Tam, what we got? And she goes, we've got sweet potatoes. He goes, oh, sweet potatoes, sweet. I love sweet potatoes, great. Oh, sweet. And he always used to put sweet on the end of it because he was a Cockney. And all Cockneys do that, of course. Not. Right, anyway, that's it. Rachel, sweet potatoes, sweet. And that's the last one you're getting. Right, lots of love. And by the way, if you look now, you've set your knickers on fire. Just saying.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Oh, the flight of Icarus. If you're going to fly an Icarus, it might as well be Iron Maiden, mightn't it? You know, it's good. Anyway, right, this is it. Oh, here we go. It's Sunday Roast Amnesty.
Cy and Dave's Sunday Roast Amnesty.
On Planet Rock.
Andy Thompson, request for help. It's not a good start. No. Good morning, Cy and Dave. Re your offer to help. Here's my problem. When I'm just about to put a bun in the oven, it stops rising shortly after I've put it in. How can I maintain the risen object? I'd be extremely grateful if you could help. My marriage is at stake. Regards, Andy. Bacon powder, son, bacon powder. Oh, I love you lot, you're completely bonkers. Well, right, well, I'll tell you what to do. Fiddle with your dough a bit more. Give it a good bash on the table or something like that, you know, just to get, you know, get all the gluten on the go. And stick your butt, and maintain the temperature. You know, don't go too quick. Just maintain the temperature and, you know, and movement of your dough, and you'll be there for hours. And you can actually watch it rise whilst in the oven, which is, you know, oh, and don't open the door. I hope that helps your poor wife.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.